What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Going Through It. I am your host, Liam Spencer. I'm always the host, let's be real. This week, we're just going to go through it. I mean, I wrote down some points maybe I'm going to go over. I don't know, I kind of just wing these things, as some of you might be able to tell. I know I really only get, like, one listen. Whoever that one person is that listens, please, like, message me or something, because I really do not know who it is, and, like, whoops, I accidentally turned my mic off. I need to stop doing that. But let me know who you are, because thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I actually really enjoy doing these podcasts. I feel like a writer's block. I know I don't have very many episodes out. But when I first started, I was like, oh, I got a story time. I got this. I got that. And not that my life is boring. It's actually very, very exciting. But even though, like, part of me is like, fuck it, I'm just going to say whatever. Another part of me is like, I don't want to hurt people's feelings or, like, cause any issues in my personal life, like I'd mentioned before. So I don't mention a lot of things. But my life's kind of like a movie, to be honest with you right now. Between love life, work, just a ton of things that have happened. That I would say on here, but I'm trying to keep it, like, within my personal life. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I am going to try and share as much as I can, because I do, like, well, I want to make it, one, interesting for you guys, so you guys want to listen, and two, like, I don't know, like, I just want to, like, talk about whatever, so, and I like to talk, and not everyone likes to listen, so, actually, I have great friends, if you're watching, listening, I keep wanting to say watching, because I'm so used to YouTube. If you're listening, I love all you guys, and appreciate you, and I know you guys hear what I have to say and rant way too often, and I really appreciate you guys for that. Let's see, I wrote down some things that I would on, that I was going to potentially talk about. For some reason, these podcasts, I get low-key nervous, so I'm trying to be more calm, collected during this one, not talk too fast. I feel like I gotta rush these for some reason, and like my anxiety kind of skyrockets, like it kind of is right now, and I'm like, no, calm down, it's okay, it's just a podcast. There's literally no judgment on how long it's gonna be, how short it's gonna be. Like, people are gonna listen or they're not gonna listen, point of the matter is. So let's just go through it. I wrote down, like I said, some points of things that have kind of been going on in my life, what I've been thinking about, what I've been doing within this past week or so. And one of the things I had written down to possibly talk about is a 5-year game plan. For me, I don't have a 5-year game plan written down. And obviously, I'm at the point in my life where I'm 22, so I'm young, but I'm old, if that makes any sense. Like, I feel like more should happen in my life right now. Being that the fact I'm 22, like, for example, my roommate's 19, and we're, like, both, in a way, in, like, the same stage of life, like, where we live, we're literally roommates, so, but I'm 3 years older, so, it's, like, I feel at times that I need to be more, like, oh, I see influencers and whatnot who have houses, or, like, cars, or like nice cars and like things like that, and it's just like, or even people I know personally, and I feel like, yes, I graduated in 3 years, but I feel at times like that I need to be more like ahead in life, like, oh, I should have a bigger savings account, I shouldn't be in debt. But then again, like, people I look at also like have student loans, and like, I was really blessed to not have any student loans, and not a lot of people get that opportunity, so I also look at it as like a blessing, where in ways I kind of am ahead, even though I do struggle sometimes financially, and I did, but I'm also way more financially stable than I was a year ago. Like, this is the first time in my life where I financially pay for everything. Besides my medical insurance, I'm still under my dad's, but any appointments I still pay for myself, and prescriptions I pay out of pocket. So it's crazy. It's like, I'm an adult. Like, it's crazy to think, like, I'm a real adult, but, like, I don't know, from, like, I never thought where I am now would be, like, a year ago, I was in a relationship, like, I was graduating college, getting ready to move, like, I was a dad, like, well, a stepdad, but still, like, I was a dad, like, I had my own little family, basically, and I loved every minute of it, and I thought, like, I was gonna be married within a year or so, like, engaged and married, and, like, and have another kid, and buy a house, and, like, start a business or something, like, have a career, like, be an entrepreneur, like, just live, like, this life that I pictured for myself the minute I met my girlfriend at the time. And it's just crazy to think, like, a year later, like, with everything that happened, like, that I'd be single, living in our apartment, but with a roommate, and, like, crazy. Like, I mean, now I work for my family business and do have a career, and, like, I love it, and, like, I never even imagined if someone told me a year ago, like, oh, in a year you'll be single and you'd be working for your family business, I'd be like, what the heck? Like, you're crazy. Like, no. But, like, that's where I am now, and honestly, at times it's, like, sad and lonely, and, like, I wish things were different, but also at times I was like, this has been a huge opportunity to kind of grow and, like, follow some of my passions that I kind of put on the back burner this last year, one being this podcast. I've always wanted to start a podcast and just never got around to it, and now, like, I'm doing it, and, like, yeah, I'm not making, like, tons of money, I'm not even really making money on it, but, and I don't get very many listeners, but, like, I'm doing it, like, it's something I wanted to do, and, like, I'm doing it, like, I make TikToks, and, like, I have a career, I'm finally, like, getting ready to, like, really save for top surgery, like, I just bought a car for the first time, like, not my dream car, but, like, I bought a car and did it all by myself, like, I'm living financially by myself right now. And, like, it's crazy to think, like, I'm 22, and at times I feel kind of discouraged, because, like, my dad will be like, well, at your age, like, I had a rental property and saved 10 grand, and, like, it's hard because they just don't understand, like, how hard it is financially for kids nowadays. Like, cost of living is, like, insane. Like, I just did a thing online, like, a week ago on how much I should be paying for rent based on, like, how much I make in my job. And my budget's, like, $800. Like, you can't even find a studio apartment that's decent that's going to cost you $800 in Florida. Like, I had one in Arizona, and, like, it was pretty good, but, like, even that was, like, rare. Like, it just, like, you almost, like, have to have a roommate. Like, people have roommates. Like, if I paid for this place myself, like, that's, like, $1,400 a month. Like, that's way over how much I should be spending on rent. And it's just, like, crazy to think how much cost has gone up, and, like, older people who have, like, my dad's 50-something and runs a business, and, like, of course, like, that, like, in hindsight, he's like, oh, you should be doing this, but it's, like, things are different than when you were, like, a kid and you were my age. Like, it's hard just to, like, pay to survive. Like, I don't have a lot of, like, free money, especially this last, like, year. I used to be working part-time jobs in college and, like, all that sort of stuff. I'm, now that I have a career and got my degree, like, it's been a lot better, don't get me wrong, but it's still, like, I'm not, like, oh, I want this, oh, I can buy it. Like, I gotta, like, budget and, like, be smart with my money and save, and I'm trying to get top surgery, and I'm excited for that, and, like, I'm excited for what the future holds, but it's just crazy to think how much different my life has been in just a year, and, but it's given me opportunities to focus on things, like, that I want to focus on, like, this podcast, and my job, and working a second job, and now it's cool that I have a roommate who's, like, my friend. I've never really had a friend that's been, like, a guy, so that's been really cool. I'm hoping it doesn't change when he finds out I'm trans. That's still something I know I mentioned before, that I stealth. And I think it's been, like, 3 weeks, and he still doesn't know I'm trans. And it's been cool. Like, I'm not going to keep it going forever, but it's cool because he literally just sees me as a guy.
I am a guy, but it's just, like, a little bit different. Like, I'm, like, a self-made guy in a way. Like, yeah, I don't have all the parts that a normal cis male has, but, like, I'm just as much a guy as him, but it's just crazy. Like, I don't know. I don't think people who know I'm trans treat me differently knowing I'm trans, but it's definitely a different dynamic hanging out with him, who thinks I am just a normal cis male. But at times it feels weird. It feels like I'm kind of, like, lying, even though I'm not. Like, I don't feel like that. Like, I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong. It's completely my body, my choice, and my life, what I want to share with him. But, like, it feels almost like, I don't know. Like, I like to be honest with people, and it just feels like, I don't want to keep it going, like, too long and him, like, maybe be offended, like, oh, like, why didn't you tell me sooner type of thing. Like, I don't know. I think there's a fine line and fine balance that I'm trying to figure out in terms of that. But yeah. And I'm just planning on going back to, like, things I want to do. Like, I want to get my YouTube channel going back up. A few months ago, I did film a music video for my friend Kaylin, who you guys definitely should check out, and haven't edited her video yet that I really need to do, which I'm excited about. It's just I haven't got around to actually, like, doing it. I want to grow my TikTok more. I'm trying to post. I want to be a voice for people. I want to finish writing a book I had started writing. Like, I don't know. I want to get my real estate license, like, or a personal training license. Like, fitness has been something I've been really big into. About 6 months after I... No, probably over 6 months since I came out, after coming out as trans, I really started... Well, really, it was when I started testosterone, which I'm 2 years on T, which you guys should know. But when I started testosterone, I really got serious about working out and going to the gym. And I was always like, consistency is key in anything you do. Everyone's heard that, and it's really, really true. No matter what you do, consistency is number one key to, yeah, anything. And so, being consistent, so that was about 2 years ago is when I started kind of fitness, started at the gym. Honestly, when I started, like, I never was, like, weak. Like, I always did sports growing up. Like, I was pretty fit, but, like, I could barely, like, I started doing push-ups on my knees. Like, I was using the lower weights. I was like, man, this, like, sucks. Like, I'm, like, just using, like, the bar, and it's heavy. Like, I can't go any lighter. Like, I don't know. And it's crazy to think, like, now how much, like, further I've gone. And especially because when I started, it was crazy. Like, I started noticing pretty quickly, like, I started a few months later being able to, like, do, like, several push-ups in a row, like, not on my knees. And I was like, that was the biggest thing where I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. Like it started to be more fun, because I was like, wow, like, I can see the progress. Like, I used to not even be able to do, like, 3 push-ups normally. I'd do them on my knees, and now I can do all these sets and reps without being on my knees. Like, that's crazy. But I never was, like, super consistent. Like, I'd be like, I wasn't, like, inconsistent. I was, like, semi-consistent, if that makes sense. Like, I'd be, like, going good. I'd be going, like, 3 days a week, and then, like, something would happen or come up, or I'd get a cold or, like, something weird. Or so I was in school still, so, like, and then I'd, like, take a little bit of a break, and then I'd, like, get back into it, and then, like, take a break, and then, like, get back into it, and then, like, in the summer, like, my car had broken, and I, like, legit had no way to get to the gym. Like, I was getting rides just to get to work. Like, so then I would, like, have that break, and then I would, like, be like, thank God I can get back into the gym. And I always missed it. Like, I loved being in the gym, but something would always, like, come up right when I'm, like, getting going, getting consistent, and then something would happen. And then I'd get going, getting consistent, something would happen. And it just was, like, it was very, like, frustrating, but I was still making progress, because I still was, like I said, semi-consistent. Like, the minute I could, like, I was back in the gym. I'd be back in the gym. Like, I always, like, it's like, you knock me down, I'll get back up, like, type of thing. And then COVID happened, I moved, And I was like doing the same thing, semi-consistent, until COVID hit. And then that's when I moved and basically started living with my girlfriend at the time and being a dad. And like everything was shut down. I was in a new state. Like I was still finishing school online. And then we moved down to Florida. And again, like I was trying to find a job. Like it was stressful. Still being a dad, being a boyfriend. Like I just, there was just no time for fitness, like no money for fitness, no time for fitness. Like I was just living my life trying to figure out what's next. And then I finally got back into fitness a little bit, and then we ended up breaking up and I moved back to Colorado. And then once that happened, when I was in Colorado, I was like, okay, like I need to get back into the gym. Like, I need to get back into the gym. So, I started going back to the gym, started making some good progress. Still was kind of hard because I was going to the gym with my friends, so I didn't have to pay a gym membership. And then I started sneaking in to Lifetime using my dad's membership, and it was going good. And then something happened where I had to take, like, oh, I think I was out of town, couldn't go, came back. They finally caught me, so then I couldn't go. And then December I was moving, so basically the whole month of December I couldn't work out. So now since January, it's now February. This is probably the first time I've been the most consistent. Well, like November, October, November, I was really consistent. Those were my most consistent. And now this is the first time I've like written down my plan in Excel, like been tracking like my weight's improvement, like, 'cause I never tracked like how much I've like improved or gone up on a weight. So I'm tracking that. I'm pushing myself. I'm going 6 days a week. Like I'm really like, this is the most fit I've ever been in my entire life. Like my triceps are coming in nicely. My biceps are even getting bigger. Like my abs, my legs are like filling out my shorts a little bit now. Like it's crazy. It's crazy what consistency does. Like I decided to do this plan for 8 weeks, which I never like really judge my plan. Like I have three different plans, and normally I do one for a little bit, get bored, then do the other one, and like after several weeks, like that type of thing. I never like consistently was like, okay, I'm gonna do this for 6 weeks, go hard, then do this one for 6 weeks. So I'm doing this one for 8 weeks. We're on week five, I believe. So a little bit over, kind of halfway through the program that I'm tracking. And like, I'm so excited to see what weights I'm gonna be at when I hit 8 weeks, what weight I'm gonna weigh when I get to 8 weeks, what I'm gonna look like. Like, it's gonna be crazy. Like, I mean, obviously, your body can only change so much, but it's crazy. Even just within a few weeks, like looking back at pictures of me flexing and stuff like that, like, how much in just a couple weeks of going 6 days a week is like my body's changed. Like it's crazy to think. And like I'm loving it. It's been awesome. Like I said, fitness has been huge, but this is the first time in my life where I've been like really, really consistent and like making the most progress that I've made. And like even looking back to when I started 2 years ago, like it's crazy to think what my body looked like then versus what it looks like now. Like, I'm not a huge dude or anything like that, but like, there's a big change, and it's like crazy to think. That's kind of like my 2 year fitness journey. That, oh no. Oh no. Can you hear me? Oh no. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Hello? Okay, I'm back. I think I unplugged my headphone, and that's what happened. So you probably heard me stressing out about what had happened. But yeah, it's just crazy how much like I've changed and how much like consistent I am, and like it's exciting. And like I watch fitness people, and like fitness is a huge passion of mine. And I know there's still so much more to learn. I love learning. I've talked about it in another episode, but like going back, basically 5 years from now, like I kind of have like a 3 year plan. Not really yet a 5 year plan, but a 3 year plan. This year my focus, and a lot of it's financially, but my focus this year is just to like do my passions, do YouTube, do this podcast, grow my social media, grow my family business social media, my job, like show them like what I can do, like being the youngest one in the company and all that. Like, there's a lot to prove being who I am because my dad is the owner. Like, people think it's easy, but like, it actually makes my job like 10 times harder because everyone's looking at me, like the pressure's on me. And like, I want to grow that, and I want to finally get my top surgery this year. Like, that I'm going to do. Like, I'm manifesting it. Like, this year is going to be the year I get it. And I want to pay off my car and start saving for a rental property. I turned 23 in June, so by the time I'm 24, I want to buy a rental property. And then by the time I'm 25, I want to buy a house to, like, live in. Like, that's my goal. And, like, relationship-wise, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to make a goal for a relationship because it's so unpredictable and I'm not the only one in it. Like, the other things are, like, more in my control. Like, those are based on my work ethic. Like, what I'm willing to put in and, like, learn and do and grind and hustle and, like, fitness-wise be, like, even stronger or more fit. You start eating healthier. Like, all those things are in my control. But you can't put a relationship, like, on a timeline or anything like that. Like, it's not in your control. Like, I don't know what's going to happen in the next 5 years. If I'm going to find somebody new, if I'm going to go back and be with the person I think I'm still supposed to spend the rest of my life with. Like, who knows? We could be together in the next 2 months, the next 4 months, the next year, the next 2 years, the next 3 years. Like, I don't know. Or I could meet somebody else and, like, we can be married next year or the next year. Like, I don't know. Like, that's more in God's hands than my hand. So right now I'm just going to focus on what I can focus on. And, like, that's all we really can do is just control the controllable. Like, not saying, like, control's a good thing, but, like, in a way, like, if it's something in your control that you can do, like, then do it. Like, how hard I work, all that, that's in my control. If I want to sit around and be lazy, like, that's on me. If I want to go and chase after my dreams, that's on me. Like, no one can go chase after my dreams for me. Nobody can do this podcast for me. Nobody can do my job for me and me benefit from it. Like, you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, and that's, like, the moral of the story. Like, that's what, like, that's just what I'm gonna do. Like, I don't know. Like, at times I'm sad about the circumstances, and I try and get in my own head and, like, all that, but I just need to take a minute and breathe and be like, hey, even though in my love life it might be crazy and might not be what I want, like, all I can do is really pray to God that it's going to work out how it's supposed to. Sorry, plane's flying over. It's pray to God and believe that it's going to work out how it's supposed to, which it always does because God has a reason for everything. And just focus on me and focus on what I can do. Focus on my fitness, on my health, on my passions, on my job, on creating a better life for not only myself, but for her or whoever my future wife is and future kids are, because that's what they deserve and that's what I deserve. And like that's my plan, like, in the next 3 years or whatever, is just to start building my life. And like, a lot of 25-year-olds don't have a house. Like, if I can have a house and a rental property by the time I'm 25, then like, that's okay. Like, I don't need to have it right now. And that's kind of what I've been trying to slow down and realize and be like, okay, let's just focus on what's right in front of me. We don't know what the future is going to hold. We know what happened in the past, and we're just going to focus on the present and how far I have come and how far I am going to go. And like, I don't know. Sorry, this episode was probably a little bit all over the place, but hopefully I inspired some people and you guys kind of got a little bit of insight on who I am, kind of where I am at life right now, what I'm trying to focus on, what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to accomplish. And I know I talked a little bit about my personal life, but I didn't want to go too much into details, so hopefully it was okay. And I had some technical difficulties actually during this podcast recording it, so I'm hoping that it ends up being okay in the end. And yeah, so Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Going Through It. We'll be back next week for another episode. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for what the future is going to hold. And I'm excited to get this going and get people listening, get people excited. Feel free to DM me anything you want me to talk about, share my opinion on. Just want a friend to talk. Like, I'm always open. Like, I want to focus on networking, meeting people. Like I want to make this my career. Like, podcasts, videos, possibly real estate. Like, just a ton of different things. Like, I want to make a difference, be known. Not necessarily famous, but just be known as a positive person that lived on this planet. So, thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate every single one of you. Whoever that one person is that listens to all my podcasts, I appreciate the fuck out of you. And please blow this up. Let's get people listening. Let's get people excited. Let's start a fucking movement. I want to make clothing. I want to do all these crazy things. And I can't do it without you guys. So please have a fantastic day. And I will catch you guys next week on a new episode of Going Through It.